this is a patent lawsuit. There are many lawsuits against Monsanto going on because many people, as you can see from this movie, have a lot of reasons to think that we would be not prudent to trust our future to Monsanto's claims that they would not sue anybody who accidentally was contaminated with their products. And, you know, even if you're an organic farmer and you pretty much, you know, can win, in a way, you can't because they have a large amount of money and lots of time. And you're a farmer. You have to farm and you don't usually have a lot of, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars extra hanging around. The great thing about this lawsuit is the Public Patent Foundation, which is a nonprofit, is providing the legal services. And those of us who are in the lawsuit, you know, if we're needed to testify or provide information, we have to do that, but we don't have to pony up those big amounts of money. And we hope that this lawsuit is getting at the point, well, seven different points, that that this is not a legitimate patent because it is not serving the public good, and in fact is these transgenetic crops could be a danger to the public. And certainly that as things stand now, there is no legal right for there to be independent, peer-reviewed research. And the research that's done in other countries makes you very uncomfortable and like, not as some of the people in this movie said, not trusting anything that Monsanto says. And you know, why is it important? You know, kind of like, you know, cigarettes, when cigarettes were not bad for you, and cigarette companies said, don't worry, they're just fine. And, you know, they were just sitting on large amounts of data, because whenever somebody did research and it wasn't going their way, they just stopped it. And so there wasn't very much conclusive results that said the bad things, because there wasn't any research concluded that looked like it was going to be bad at all. And we think that we can't wait. You know, we need to be working in all directions. Having lawsuits like this one. I'm on the board of the Organic Seed Alliance, and there are two other lawsuits. One about sugar beets. You know, half of the sugar that you eat, if you eat sugar, has transgenetic sugar beets as the source, and you know, soybean, everything. If you buy anything that has any word in it that you cannot pronounce, you're eating some transgenetic something or another. We feel like something that's that pervasive and that short a period of time, you know, we're talking like 1990s, that this is something, there's nothing that pervaded the whole food system in such a short time. And honestly, you know, I'm sure that people here are sort of in the health foods and things a lot. And as much as we read our labels, you know, we're going to eat this stuff and not know anything about it? I don't think so. And you can do something about it. You cannot buy it. You can just say, as they say, just say no. And you can also sign petitions that's, you know, are for labeling, and support campaigns in that direction. You can actively support companies that are offering products that are not, that don't have genetically modified organisms. You can support organics. Organics is, you know, may not be all that I had hoped when I was a young woman, but it is much paperwork as I have to do, and as many inspectors, it gives you a reasonable likelihood that you're not getting these organisms. And, you know, as a seeds person, the organic farmers that I know, many farmers have given up growing corn and soybeans because they just don't want to take the risk. And actually, this is why alfalfa has, you know, been such a big thing. Almost all organic dairy animals are being raised in part on alfalfa. And the chance for accidental contamination of the sort that's happened with corn in Mexico is really high in, you know, in that case. And, you know, sometimes we feel like we feel like we can't do anything. Like, who am I standing alone against these great big old companies? But, you know, I like to think back to in the days when I was younger and we were working on the civil rights movement, and they used to tell the story of this guy who stood alone for 50 years in the Philadelphia weekly meeting against slavery. And first there was one or two other people, and then there were a few more. And then there was an Underground Railroad. And then there was a moment when things could be changed, and they did. So we don't know when that moment will come, and we don't know what that opportunity will be. But, you know, we, with our little company, are in this lawsuit. You know, we don't have a lot of money, but we feel like spending it on good food rather than crazy stuff is important. We think you don't have to be, I don't know, young and white and rich to have good food. You can be, you know, people of all colors and all races and all sizes and want to eat good, healthy food. And, you know, this is one of the things that's easy to not think about. But, you know, when you make your choices, your everyday choices, you know, support clean food. Just say no to GMOs. Any questions about what's going on locally or about our lawsuit or either our the sugar beet lawsuit or the alfalfa lawsuit or something, I'd be glad to try to answer.
I'm just curious about local growers right in Albemarle County and Madison County. Is there a lot of GMO products just on the farms around here or less or more or what?
Honey, you go down the road and you see a field of soybeans, especially if you see corn stubble in it, it's almost certainly GMO. There's certainly a lot of corn, you know, for southern exposure. Our growers, you know, they have to go around and talk to their neighbors and look at their fields and stuff to see if they are. And it's, you know, most of the ones who grow corn only grow for us to grow our organic corn every other year because their neighbors have a corn rotation and they all have GMO corn.
Has Monsanto tried to buy your company?
No, because we're little. I'm telling you, you know, like those companies, that the small companies that they bought were like $10, $50 million companies, you know. So, however, you know, when they were on their buying spree, all those companies that were in that range, they bought so many. And the one Ciminis that sort of started this thing, if any of you associate with Fedco Seeds, they send out a little letter every year telling you about all the dirt in the seed world. And this company, Ciminis, had been on a buying spree of small companies like us for 10 years before they were bought by Monsanto. And it gives Monsanto control of huge amounts of genetic resources. One of the things that we do is things before these utility patents, the PVPs, they had a shelf life. And you're allowed to save your own seeds. So seeds that we like, that were open pollinated, that we just got some and we grow it and keep it ourselves. And then when it goes off PVP, we make it available to our customers. So sometimes the new things, you know, like that we offer are, you know, 25 years old. That came from some university before universities quit doing almost any traditional breeding. That's another thing. If you have any reason to deal with some university, you could tell them that they should put some money into traditional breeding so that we are not all slaves in the future, as Vandana Shiva says to these multinationals in terms of seeds. It's like having control of our seeds is one of the cornerstones of food security.
What's to be done about cross-pollination?
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing. If you're growing seed to sell, you have to worry about cross-pollination anyway. I mean, you have to look at what's being grown around and plan around it and so forth. You know, that is the basics of growing pure seed, period. It's just that there are less and less places where you can do that, and people have to put more attention to it, and they have to do, especially in the case of corn, a lot of genetic testing to make sure there isn't something. The good thing in that fight is people don't grow at this moment GMO crops in their home gardens. It's like big fields of it, so you can drive around and see where they are. Yes?
I'm celiac, so I can't eat wheat, so I was just wondering if there's any safe corn, because everything I eat is corn.
Well, I would suggest that you get certified organic corn. That's one of the things about certified organic seeds is that, you know, they're supposed to be GMO free, and you know, there's a lot of testing done, especially any kind of process. You know, if you get some processed corn product like at a health food store, any big company has testing on all of their corn, because it is definitely an area where you got to watch out. You can grow your own too.